Hello and welcome to the Delaware Blogger Podcast. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. And every week I come to you with podcasting pointers that will help you to share your mission and your vision just using your voice. A new episode of the Delaware Blogger Podcast is published every Saturday at 10 a.m. And if you wish to sponsor a show, please send an email to me at info@ablakeenterprises.com. Hello and welcome to the Delaware Blogger Podcast. This is episode number 254. That's right, 254 episodes here on Anchor FM. And today I'm going to talk about how to start a podcast without spending a fortune. You know, a lot of people that I am helping create their podcast, they're always talking about how much is this going to cost? Well, they're not asking me how much I'm charging them, but they want to know how much they need to invest. And it doesn't matter whether they're an entrepreneur, a solopreneur, a freelancer, even a 9-to-5 employee. Many of them have thought about starting a podcast. You know, perhaps they have a passion or a hobby that they want to share with others. They may even be considered a guru or an expert in their field. And they want to start a podcast, but they don't want to invest a lot of money. And hey, I can understand that, especially in today's economy. So if you too are thinking about starting a podcast, and you may think it's going to cost you a lot, I'm here to tell you, not. No, it's not. We're going to begin with the basics. That's right. Whether or not you are starting a podcast today, tomorrow, next week, or even, you know, next year, you want to ask yourself the first question, why? Why do you want to start a podcast? You know, we hear people talking about starting a podcast all the time, but you have to ask yourself, why do you want to start a podcast? Because, you know, we all are looking for new voices and new insights and new perspectives, and you just might have that. So it might help you to boost your business, broaden your brand, and expand your exposure online. And I don't want you to wait. Nope, I don't want you to wait. I said next week, next. No, don't wait. Remember what Les Brown says? You don't need to be great to get started, but you have to get started to be great. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to get started. So know your why. Then I want you to listen to some other shows. Listen to other topics that are also in your niche or, you know, part of your program that you're presenting. Check out your competition. I don't want you to copy them, but I want you to listen to them to see what is it that they're saying that you like or you don't like. And that is one thing that I teach others. You know, I said, if you're starting on Anchor, create that trailer, that intro to the show, so people can listen to that trailer to decide whether or not they want to invest in listening further. Grab your phone, whether you're an iOS or an Android, grab your phone and record yourself. Do it a couple of times. Practice, practice, progress. Do you like it? Does it make you feel nervous? That's common. But if you enjoy speaking into your phone or speaking into a microphone and it's comfortable for you, hey, it just might be what you're ready to do. Then listen to your playback and see if you like what you hear. If you're talking about something that's boring you, it will definitely bore your listeners. So maybe you might want to try a different topic or a different niche. Don't give up. You remember, practice, practice, progress, because it's going to take some time. Now you might be thinking about, do I need to go get a bunch of hardware, equipment, software? Do I have to pad my room? Well, let me tell you something. Audio, yes, what you're hearing is very important, but the location of which you're recording is even more important. I don't care if you have millions of dollars worth of equipment. If you're in a room that has a lot of background noise, reverberations, it could be, you know, the lawnmower outside and, you know, the train going by, that's going to really mess up your audio. So, you know, there are many, many podcasters, myself included, that just had started using their phone, in a small closet. That's it. That's how we started. I actually purchased my first mic. It was a Yeti mic back in 2017. And I believe at that time it was $199. And it was, you know, to me, it was kind of costly considering I wasn't sure if I was going to continue podcasting. But I'm glad that I invested that $199 into that Yeti mic. But there are many, many other inexpensive microphones on the market, ones that you can simply plug into your cell phone. You can even get one of those lapel mics that, you know, you attach to your shirt that you can talk into it. And that'll help you with clear, professional sounding audio. And these mics, you know what? They can range from $20 up to $50. So that's not too expensive when you're first starting out. And believe it or not, remember the Yeti mic that I bought in 2017 for $199? Well, I recently purchased a Shure MV7 microphone, which I love much better than the Yeti. And I did invest a little bit more. It was actually $244.88 on Amazon. So I'm going to leave the link to that in the show notes as well. Now, when you're thinking about software or editing, I, believe it or not, when I first started, I did not cut out anything. I was happy with my ums, my ahs, and my pauses. But now I'm using Audacity. And this is great, free download for PCs. And if you're on a Mac, you can do free GarageBand. So there you go, saving money right there when it comes to editing. The most expensive thing about editing is going to be your time. Yeah, time is money and money is time. And until you become proficient in editing, it's going to take some time. Now, you can always hire someone to do it later to save you some time. But when you're first starting out to save money, I think that you should do it yourself. And editing will really help cut down on anything that, you know, you may find that you've said that you don't want to have a part of your episode, or any ums and ahs, coughs, or, you know, negative sounds that you have when you're speaking. So again, you can start with an inexpensive mic or simply just use your smartphone, whether it's an Android or iOS, with the app, you know, the app on there for recording. You can record your episodes and upload them to Anchor. And then when it comes to software and editing, free Audacity and GarageBand. And when you're first starting out with your microphone, don't invest a lot of money. Find something that's going to work and fit within your budget. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to continue with episode number 253, how to start a podcast without spending a fortune. And check this out. Head over to my blog, adelblogger.com, to make sure that you subscribe, because this is where I have all of the show notes from the Delaware Blogger Podcast. So go grab yourself something to sip or snack. Grab a pen and a pad if you need it. Otherwise, remember, this is always going to be on my blog, delblogger.com. We'll be right back. Today's episode of the Delaware Blogger Podcast is being sponsored by Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio at Home. That's right, helping one more entrepreneur. Helping One More Entrepreneur is dedicated to helping small business owners improve themselves and their business. The goal is to provide proactive business solutions designed for growth. And some of the services available at home include virtual assistant, website and graphic design, business development consulting, office and conference room space, financial analysis and bookkeeping, and of course, Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio, with so many packages to fit any and every budget, beginning with some two-hour sessions starting at $99 per person, up to a full day of training and recording. So head over to www.thehomellc.com or give them a call at 302-274-8060. Again, 302 274 8060, The Home, helping one more entrepreneur. Hello and welcome back to the Delaware Blogger Podcast here on Anchor FM. And I invite you to subscribe because each week I give you podcasting pointers that will help you to broaden your brand and expand your exposure online. The Delaware Blogger Podcast is every Saturday at 10 a.m. And I invite you to subscribe not only to this, but to my blog, delblogger.com. And you can see my face in the place on YouTube using the Delaware Blogger URL. Find and follow me on all my social media platforms using the hashtag Delaware Blogger or my Linktree ID, DelBlogger. You can purchase a copy of the Basic Blogging Tips for Beginners book at DelBlogger.com and the Podcasting Your Purpose resource guide on Amazon. For more information about me and my services, please send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com or check out the website www.ablakeenterprises.com. Again, welcome back to the Delaware Blogger Podcast. Listen in and tell a friend. And today we're talking about how to start a podcast without spending a fortune. And before the break, we talked about the basics. Begin with the basics. Know your why. Obviously, know your why, because you have to make sure that this is something that you're going to want to do week after week, month after month, and year after year. And you can start literally with your phone. You could get an inexpensive mic that plugs into your phone for like $20, or you can invest in something more, but don't do that right away. Start out with something simple and small. And then with editing software, Audacity for PCs and GarageBand for Mac. Those are free editing software. Now, cover art. Last week in episode 253, I talked about designing podcast cover art. And you need to have cover art. This is not only going to help you with your brand, but this is going to how you're going to show up in those podcast directories. There are many free options. Canva and PixArt are both very popular and they're free for creating various logos, graphics. You can create social media posts, PDFs, checklists, and a lot more, including your podcast cover art. However, if you're not the creative type and you want to hire someone to create your podcast cover art, you can always head over to Upwork or Fiverr. Or if you have a friend that happens to be an artist like my Demetrius Bullock, he will work within your budget to create your podcast cover art. And I'm going to leave his information in the show notes as well. Another thing that you're going to want within your podcast is your intro and your outro music. Now, most podcast hosts want to be known not only for the content, you know, and the cover art, but of course, the music that leads into or out of an episode. And I've been, you know, using free music from the website, thepodcasthost.com/free-music. And that's what you hear here on my podcast. So make sure that no matter what music you have permission to use it. It's royalty free or that you've purchased the license. Otherwise, legal action definitely can be brought against you, and you don't want someone knocking on your door telling you, stop using my music. So make sure you have royalty-free music or you've purchased the license for that music. And again, I am using thepodcasthost.com/free-music. And the last thing I want to talk about is hosting and promoting your podcast. That's right. The promotion of your podcast is also important and it can be very time consuming. And of course, time is money, money is time. So you want to make sure that you put that into your budget. You want to, first and foremost, you have to pay someone to host your podcast. I mean, you can go free like Anchor FM, and this is the greatest option whatsoever. I mean, because Anchor was purchased by Spotify, and so they're hanging out with some heavy hitters, and they're going toe-to-toe with Apple. So that is, like, amazing. So free hosting here is available on Anchor FM, but you can also engage with sites such as Buzzsprout, Libsyn, or even EC Podcast, where you're going to pay a small monthly fee, but it might be worth it. So again, start out here on Anchor FM. You can always copy what's called your RSS feed, which is the, you know, what, because Anchor hosts your podcast, there's a directory, and you can turn that directory and or you can direct your directory to another hosting site. So start here. Start free on Anchor FM. You know, all these sites will help you with promotion, but the ultimate responsibility is on you. So once the podcast is published, you need to promote it. And not only the individual shows, the individual episodes, but the podcast directory itself. You're going to have to use social media, emails, newsletters, business cards. I don't care. You're going to have to promote this. And you know what? I'm actually going to be talking about podcast promotion via social media at this year's PodFest 2021 Virtual Summit on May 4th. So check that out. I'm also going to leave the link. You can order your tickets right now. You can get a $99 free ticket by using the coupon code or the promo code Blake's Backstage. So I'm going to put that in the show notes. Go ahead and order your ticket and check out some amazing other speakers during that entire week. Now, if you're ready, you know, you're ready to start that podcast, you figure you can handle it. You know, it's not that expensive and you need a bit more push. And, you know, this podcast may not be enough of a push. Send an email to me, info@ablakeenterprises.com. You can schedule a 15-minute complimentary discovery call, free. But if you want to invest more, you can always sign up for the 5-week coaching session. That's right. I've got 3 plans for that. We can be in studio, we can be on Zoom, and we can be in studio and on Zoom if you are local. So guys, thank you all for tuning into today's episode, number 253 of the Delaware Blogger Podcast. And if there's anything that I said that helped you, and you know, you feel you want to share this, please share with your family, your friends, your bae, and your boo too. And make sure that you subscribe so that you won't miss any episodes. Every Saturday at 10 a.m. is a new episode. And while you're here, check out some of the other ones. Like I said, this is episode number 253. You can also find and follow me on all my social media platforms by using the Linktree ID, Dell Blogger. And again, thank you. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day. Bye-bye.